That's one of my favorite songs that she sings, because it's so real and so true for me. God did put us, our life back together again. Glad I'm saved tonight. Amen. All right, open your Bibles tonight to the book of Acts chapter 27. Acts chapter number 27. I'm going to read one verse tonight, then give you what God's put on my heart. You pray for us that God will use us tonight for His honor and for His glory, and that the Lord Jesus Christ might be exalted and edified tonight. I'm going to read one verse, number 20. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. Our Father, we thank You tonight for the infallible Word of God. I thank You for the Lord Jesus Christ and His sacrifice on the cross for our sins. I edify and exalt Him above everything tonight. The Lord Jesus Christ is supreme above all. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that You'd anoint us with the Holy Ghost. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. God, give us unction and power. Call to our minds and our hearts tonight the things that we have studied, and keep adored our lips as they say nothing contrary to Thy precious will. Our Father, we'll thank You. We'll praise You for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. If you're familiar with the Bible tonight, you know that we are in the midst of a storm in the text of the scripture that I've read, but I want to lay just a little bit of a foundation and thought tonight from the scripture to bring us to where we are in our text tonight. The Apostle Paul is who this is talking about. The Apostle Paul is in the storm. And there's some things about that storm that I want to bring out in just a few minutes. But the Apostle Paul done something, and as reading and studying across this, and I believe that Brother Tony preached Wednesday night, it kind of called it to my heart, and I went back and read over it. And sometimes we get zealous and we try to jump ahead of God, and that's what he brought out Wednesday night. And I appreciated that message. If you didn't hear it, you need to go back and listen to it, because it was a good message that he brought from the Word of God. Bible tells us in the book of Acts chapter number 19 that the Apostle Paul had been preaching, and many miracles performed by the Apostle Paul. And he said this, that after these things were ended, Paul purposed in the Spirit. And if you got a good Bible, that's a King James Bible, you'll notice that it's a little s. It purposed in the Spirit when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I have been there, I must also see Rome. And so that's what was in the mind of the Apostle Paul. And in Acts chapter number 20, the Bible said this, that the Apostle Paul called for the elders of Ephesus, and he joined them together, and he preached a last message unto them, and set them down and spoke with them. And the Apostle Paul said this, and now behold, I go bound, notice this in your Bible, in the Spirit, little s, unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify of the gospel of the grace of God. Now, there's much more in that text, but I wanted to point out those things that in Paul's own spirit that he had decided in his heart and purposed in his heart that he was going to Jerusalem And then from Jerusalem, he was going to Rome to preach the gospel of the grace of God. He had not received that yet from the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us this, that the Apostle Paul had came by ship and came to a place of Tyre where they were going to unload the ship there at the port. And the Bible said that there were some disciples that met him there on the shore, and they said this, they'd tarried there for 7 days, and said, who said to Paul, through the Spirit, notice your Bible, it's a capital S, so it's referring to the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. And through the Holy Ghost, they said that he should not go up to Jerusalem. They warned him about it. Don't go to Jerusalem. And from there, the Apostle Paul traveled down. The Bible teaches us, then next he went down to the house of Philip. The scripture said the evangelist. And while he abode there at the evangelist's house, the word of God said this, that there was a prophet whose name was Agabus. And he took the girdle of that picked up of the Apostle Paul, and he held it in his hands and bound it on his hands and bound it on his feet, and he prophesied concerning the Apostle Paul. And this is what he said. He said, thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And so he prophesied this about the Apostle Paul, and he warned him about going on to Jerusalem. And I began to study this and read across the Bible, and the Bible said this, that Paul went on to Jerusalem. And I believe that Paul kind of went from the desire of his own self to make that journey, and he had not got permission yet from God to go forward to preach the word of God to those at Jerusalem. And God was warning him that there was trouble ahead. When we get ahead of God tonight, we always get in trouble. We stumble over our feet. We stumble over our tongue. God knows my heart tonight. There's been many times that I've got ahead of God. I've thought ahead instead of praying and seeking the face of God about certain things in my old life, I found out that it gets me in trouble. And friend, listen, if you know Christ as your Savior tonight, it's worth praying about. Everything we do in our life, before we do it, we ought to pray about it and seek the face and the will of God, that God would guide us and direct us in the path that we should walk. And when Paul got down there in Jerusalem, he began to preach and to teach in the synagogue. And the scripture said this, that there were some Pharisees and Sadducees both that were down there that recognized the Apostle Paul. And this is what they said. They listened to him. They watched Paul. And the Bible said that they stirred up the crowd. We always got those people tonight in the church that like to stir up things. They like to stir the pot. They like to stir and cause trouble. And friend, those are the people tonight. Listen, you don't want to bear your heart tonight before everybody. The fool speaks his whole heart tonight is what the scripture says. Be careful what you share from your heart with other people. Listen, not everybody tonight in the church is your friend. Not everybody that you preach to, that you worship with, is your friend. You'd be surprised tonight how many that go behind your back and tear you down, and they'll smile to your face, they'll love you to your face, but when they get out the door and get in the car, they got to grumble about something. I've preached to them, I've pastored them for years. I have. They grumble about everything. I mean, nothing they like is in the church. Well, now, preacher, if I was doing it, the problem is you ain't doing it. That's the problem right there. You got to step out by faith tonight, pray and seek the face of God. And if it's in God's will, then you step forward and walk in God's will and do it. Paul got down there and trouble got stirred up. And the Bible said this, that they got a hold of him. They beat him. They put him in chains. And if it hadn't have been for a centurion guard that sent down and got Paul and brought him into the capital, brought him into the castle and protected him, the Bible said that they would have killed the Apostle Paul. And so Paul is learning some things. He is. But listen tonight, it wasn't until chapter number 23 and verse number 11, the Bible said that the night following, the Lord stood by him. Now, I don't know about you tonight, but I want the Lord to stand by me. I need him tonight. Listen, I can't open my eyes in the morning except he stands by me. I can't take one breath tonight except he stand by me. I can't take a step tonight except the Lord stand by me. My wife sang that song tonight, and oh, if you only knew what I was. But that's what I was, and that's not what I am today. And what I am today is what I am by the grace of God. And I'm nothing tonight. I'm nothing. I'm zero without the Lord Jesus Christ in my life. And may I take a step further tonight and say this, that you're nothing tonight without Jesus Christ. Christ must have the preeminence. He must have priority. He must come first in all that we do, whether it be at home, whether it be in our life, whether it be in the church. Listen, Christ ought to be the head of everything tonight. I've said this down through the years, and I don't care to say it again. I don't care who gets mad. I could care less. Churches have bylaws, here laws. They've got statutes. They got everything. But I want to say tonight that the final and absolute authority of the Church of the Living God is this Bible that I hold in my hands. It's the Word of the Living God. So, preacher, what should the church do next? Let's pray and seek the face of God and let God tell us from His Word. This is what runs the church. It's God the Father, God the Son, God the written Word of God. It's our pastor led by the Holy Ghost. And from there down is how the church is led. It's not by what you think ought to be done, but it's by what God's Word says ought to be done. Yes, sir. And I need the Lord to stand by me. And the Bible said that the Lord said unto him, be of good cheer. Oh, don't you like that? Be of good cheer, Paul. Man, I want to hear the Lord say that. I'm telling you, we've walked through some dark days in our life. And I get to the message, we're going to walk through some darker days in our life. But listen, the Lord said, be of good cheer, for thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also in Rome. So God gave Paul, the apostle, the green light to go on to Rome. At this time, Paul gets arrested and becomes a prisoner. And he's put on a ship and he's sent toward Rome. He heads out on the water. And just before they begin to sail, the apostle Paul stood up and said, and now when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them. In other words, he warned them. Paul rebuked them. This, I take, was probably about the time of October. It was the end of the fast. It was a time where it was not commodious to travel on the waters. It was dangerous. And listen tonight, we need people to stand up tonight and warn the people in the churches in this world that it's dangerous tonight to live without Christ. dangerous. You'll wind up in hell. Paul the Apostle said this, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and the ship, but also our lives. He said, everything you got on the ship, your cargo, the men that's on the ship, and by the way, just to jump ahead, there's 276 men and women that's on this ship. They're traveling on this boat, in this ship. And he said, 276 people are about to set sail in peril of their life. And they wouldn't heed the warning. They wouldn't listen, just like a lot of people in our church. They won't heed the warning of the preaching of God's precious word. Listen, there's an eternal hell. And it's burning right now. It's on fire. It's blazing right now. And the rich man in Luke 16 that Jesus Christ spoke about is still burning tonight. He's still screaming and crying and begging for just one drop of water. But he wouldn't listen to the beggar that laid at his gate. He wouldn't listen to him. He wouldn't listen to the word of God. And there's people here tonight, I'm sure in my heart, that's in trouble with God. You're in a bad place with God. You're not in the right standing. And you're about to step off in some trouble. And I'm warning you that tonight. You're about to step where you don't need to step. Oh, listen to me. Please follow me tonight, the Word of God. I want to try to be a help. I mean that. I'm not mad. I'm not angry. I hate sin tonight. I despise sin. I hate it, what it does to us. It causes us to stray from God, take our eyes off God. It causes us to walk down paths we ought not walk down, and we have to get on our face before Him daily and oftentimes many times a day. I got to get on my face and say, God, forgive me for such a thought like that. Oh, preacher, I'm not like that. You know, I live above that. You come here and let me shake your hand. Because you'd be the first one I ever met that lived like that. So you're better than the Apostle Paul then. Is that right? I don't believe that for one second. Paul got himself in trouble, but God finally gave him the green light to head out. And he warned the people, said, we better not take this voyage. It's going to be peril even of our own lives. But the centurion, the owner of the ship, said, no, we're going to set sail. And the Bible said this, that the master of that owner said, I believe the owner of the ship more than I believe what you say. Oh, listen, you better believe the Bible. You better believe. Listen, every word in this Bible, we're going to have to give an account to God for. Every bit of it's truth. Hey, preacher, I've been searching for truth for years. Well, I'm holding it right here. This is a final and absolute authority. It is the truth tonight. And so the Word of God said this, that they were sitting there at that port, and all of a sudden there was a soft south wind that began to blow. Be careful now. Be careful. Sometimes that sounds right. Things that sound right, well, you know, that sounds pretty good. You know, that I kind of feel like that's the right thing that I ought to do. I kind of feel. Watch them feelings tonight. They're deceptive. Those soft south winds that blow don't always mean that that's the direction that you ought to sail in. And so they thought, boy, we've got our spot. We ought to set sail. We better start out this way. This is our minute. And so they struck sail and got out in the water. And suddenly the Bible said this. It said, not long after that, there arose against them a tempestuous wind I'm telling you, there was a cyclone. I'm telling you, the bottom fell out of their plans. Everything in their life fell apart. I'm telling you, the wind began to blow, and that wind was tossed up and down. And you go to Psalms 107, and you read your Bible, and you'll find out that God said this in His Word. He said, those men that work out in the ocean, they watch God as He raises the waves to the heavens. And then He lowers them down to the deep. I'm telling you, those waters got rough against them. They were there in that ship, and they were caught up and could not bear into the wind. And the Bible said that they just had to let her drive. They couldn't even steer the ship. Sometimes our lives get out of place where we can't steer no more. We put ourselves in a place that we ought not be. And we can't no longer steer the ship anymore. Preacher, I've got too far. I've got too deep into it. I don't know how I'm going to be able to put her in reverse and back out of it. There's only one way, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. I've heard people say so many times, preacher, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to get it all patched up. Me and God are going to get her patched up. You better do more than get her patched up. You better get right with God, and you better get the blood applied on your heart. And you better get alone with God and find out what you need to do to get that out of your life. And I'm preaching from the pulpit to the pew. And I point at anybody. I got three shooting back at me. And I'm telling you, them darts are sharp tonight. The Bible said this, that when they'd taken up and got out there in that ship, and that wind got a hold of it, that east wind began to glow, and they began to just let her drive, that they run under a certain island. The Bible said this, that they had to park that ship for a little while. The Bible said they used helps undergirding the ship. And that word helps, it means fragging. That means they took a giant rope and they tied it to one side of the ship, and they worked them ropes up underneath the hull of that ship and worked it to the other side and tightened that thing as tight as they could from the back all the way to the front. And they tied, and them ropes helped secure the boards of that ship so that while they were out there in the waves, it wouldn't bust and break apart. They had to patch that ship up because of that exceedingly tossed. It was exceedingly tossed with a tempest. The next day, the Bible said this, that they lightened the ship. Now, bear with me. I'm going to hurry through this tonight. In our text tonight, the Bible said this, to neither sun nor star in many days appeared. Oh, they dwelt in the darkness of the storm. I mean, in the middle of that storm. Oh, listen, it was black. Those waves were high. And then they'd go down, up and down in that ship, until they said this. It was no small tempest in our text that lay upon us. It said this, that all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. What a horrible place to be in tonight. A place that there's no way. I don't know why the Lord's been leading me this way the past couple of messages that I preached. I'm going to preach what God puts on my heart. Sometimes we find ourselves in a black hole. It's a place of darkness. And sometimes we get to the place we wonder if God even knows that we exist. You might be one sitting here like that tonight. And I don't mean to say it repeated over and over and over, but if God puts it on my heart, I got to say it, because somebody here needs the Word of God tonight. I've been there. I told you that the last time I preached. Some of you's got into a place that you don't even know how to get out of it. You don't know your way back. You've got out there strayed from God, and you don't know how to get back to God. And you're almost at the point of saying that all hope that we should be saved is taken away. Well, that's a bad place to be. It's horrible. But the Bible said this, that this is a blessing to me. But after a long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them. Paul, a long abstinence, he'd been fasting. You look up that word, means to abstain. They hadn't eaten. They hadn't taken a bite. He was fasting before God, seeking the face of God. And I'm sure that in the back of his heart and his mind, he remembered in Acts 23:11 of God saying, Paul, you've testified of me in Jerusalem. And Paul, you're going to testify of me again in Rome. And Paul had a confidence in the Word of God that God was going to get him from Jerusalem to Rome no matter what. But he stood up. He stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. But now I exhort you. We need some exhortation sometime, don't we? We need to be lifted up. The people of God have got to be fed. Feed the flock of God. Paul exhorted them and said, Be of good cheer. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. The ship will be destroyed. The ship will fall apart. But not one person on this ship shall taste death. That's a promise from God. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am. Who is the great I am? Oh yeah, I know who he is tonight. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's the one that takes care of me every single day of my life. I wake up in the morning, I say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to open my eyes again. I go to bed at night and I say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to live another day here on the face of this earth. Every single day, every single night, that's what I say to the Lord. Oh, listen, I want him to stand by me. Oh, listen, he is the great I am. And Paul said he is the one whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given them all, given thee all of them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with faith, all things are possible with him. He said, I believe God that it should be, that it shall be, even as it was told me. And I got to digging and studying through this. And there's a lot more tonight that I could preach and say about this. But listen, Paul prayed. He sought the face of God. But you know what Paul had to do? He had to ride that ship. He had to stay in that storm. He had to ride it out. Because Paul prayed and sought the face of God and he got the word from God. God didn't come down and rapture Paul out and take him out of the ship and put him on land. He had to stay in the storm. He had to ride that storm out. And I'm telling you, he rode that storm until finally, and I'm going to come down to the end of this. I could go more and more and more on this tonight, but it came down to the end of it that the Bible said this, that they cast the anchors out in the hinder part of the ship. They waited all night long for the morning to break so that they could see, because about 105 feet out, they sensed that there was some land. This small feller said, we're going to jump overboard. We're going to get ahead of the game. And the Apostle Paul said, hold it, stop. Don't let them out. God said that everybody that'll stay in the ship and ride it out, their life shall be saved. But if they step out, they'll die. Sometimes we got to ride the storm out. It may be thundering, it may be lightning. I'm telling you, the winds may be blowing, it may be howling. I know you may have to adjust your statute. You may have to hang on to something. I know you may have to grab a hold of something. But listen, sometimes we got to ride that storm out. Daybreak, they saw a little old creek, and they stuck up the sail. They turned loose of the rudder. The Bible said they let her sail into that creek. And they got up into that creek. The Bible said that the front end of that ship, it marred itself up in clay. And it was a place, the scripture said, where two seas had come together is where they got marred up. The Adriatic Sea and the Mediterranean Sea, where it come together. That's where the nose of that ship got stuck. And so they turn around and threw the anchors out the back of the ship. The Bible said this, that the storms came, or the front of the ship rather. The Bible said that the storms came and beat the whole back end of that ship all to pieces. It fell apart. Sometimes in the storm it feels like our life is going to fall apart, don't it? It does. But we can find some real secrets in the storm. We can. You know something? In the valley, you can grow good taters. It's hard to grow good taters on a hilltop. Sometimes we got to get in the valley. And I'm telling you, you can't get much deeper in a valley than all these people on this ship. They're in peril of their life. And immediately, the centurion stood up and was given commandment that he should kill all the prisoners, which included the Apostle Paul. And for the sake of the Apostle Paul, the centurion stopped the prisoners from being killed. That centurion looked at him and said, all you fellas that can swim, said, jump out of the ship and swim to shore. The word of God said that this, there were some of them that couldn't swim. They couldn't make it. But they jumped outside, and some of them grabbed a hold of boards. They grabbed a hold of anything they could. And I assume they just dog pedal until they got to the shore. But you want to know something? 276 men on that ship, they made it through. And I'm going to tell you something. It don't matter what storms of life we go through in this world. Listen, children of God. Listen to me tonight. We're going to make it to the other side. We're going to make it. We may have some scars. We may have some bruises and bumps. But thanks be unto God, we're assured tonight, because we know Christ as our Savior. We're going to make it to the other side. I want to say tonight that if it seems like your life is falling apart, the best thing to do is to pray and trust God. When you're as low as you can possibly go, I say pray and trust God. When your life has literally been turned upside down, I'm going to tell you something, that can happen before you get home tonight. The answer is to pray and trust God. It's all you can do. Trust what He says. I don't understand everything there is in this Bible, but I believe it from cover to cover. Shoot, I'll go further. I even believe the cover. Because it says the Holy Bible. King James Version. It's inspired of God. It's God's Word. And this right here, a lot of times, is the only thing that keeps me from falling completely apart. From losing all hope. From just giving up. People will let you down. Preachers will let you down. Your husband, your wife will let you down. Your friends, family, they'll let you down. But God will never let you down. Never. He'll never let you down. Every head bowed, every eye closed tonight. I brought what God put on my heart tonight. That's all I know to do tonight. I want you to search your heart tonight. Search your heart. Has the Holy Spirit spoken to your heart tonight? Has the Holy Ghost dealt with you tonight with anything at all in your life? Well, now, preacher, you didn't name anything, but there's this thing. The Holy Ghost is speaking. Let Him speak to you. There's something in your life that's not right. There's something in you that's upside down. Maybe you're walking down the wrong path, a wrong trail. Maybe the devil's trying to get you to take a wrong direction. Maybe you're getting ahead of God. Whatever it is, bring it to God and pray about it. Would you do that tonight? My Father, I've brought, Lord, what You put on my heart. I pray, Lord, that You'd take Your word. I know it'll not return void. Take Your word. And I pray, Father, as I know it will, bring forth fruit where You've sent it to do. Have Your will and Your way tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. What do we got, Brother Barry? 81, just as I am, without one plea, that Thy blood was shed for me, I come. Would you do that tonight? Would you just step out?